This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Who's Mr. Henry?
Thank you, Robert. Now, Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria.
Well, that, you know,
wait a minute. Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria, are holding on the line because apparently Larry was given an award, right?
Larry was given an award. It's the Christian Fellowship, something, the Christian of the Year. The Conservatives of Kern County gave him this award. And in so doing, my understanding was they, you know, thought they were doing a good thing. Larry, what exactly went wrong?
Nothing went wrong. The only thing that went wrong is that Mother... and she's here. She'll back me up here in a second. Cause you know this. You can only deny these things. Hold on, Mother. Mother, what was?
I was talking to Hal Abadabby, and not Abadabby.
His name is Hal Abaday. Okay.
All right, Larry, are you grabbing the phone or?
Well,
I was talking to Hal Abaday, Phil, and Hal.
Are you guys driving?
We are. Yes.
Well, then be very careful, okay?
Larry insists on driving. He's got Michael Savage on.
I'm listening to Michael Savage.
And if nothing would cause anyone to drive a car off a cliff. Yes?
Larry, tell Phil what happened, because I've got a lot to say.
All right, hold on for a minute. Before I turn this over to you guys, was Larry given an award or something?
Well,
hold on, I've got, yes.
Larry, I've got it right here. Larry, you were awarded the Christian Businessman of the Year Award, is that right?
Yes, and it was a very impressive, and I was very overwhelmed with glee and happiness, because...
With glee and happiness.
Let me finish.
Let him finish, Gloria, please.
All right. Phil, I've noticed in recent times you've lost your sense of humor.
May I?
Okay,
May I?
It's me, Larry.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Lost your sense of humor, Phil.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, there you go, Phil. See, now you know what it's like to be me, with her following. I was awarded the Christian, and I said, I'm not even a businessman. I'm working at Culver Print as a guy who replaces ink cartridges. I'm not the guy you once knew. And they said, well, we don't know anything about that. You're the Christian businessman because I have such a high standing with conservative Kern County. Now, we were invited to this dinner.
Can I say that I didn't know?
Mother, yes, you did know.
I knew it was a Christian businessman. I had no idea what I was about to say.
Let me explain this to Phil. So we were invited to the award. Hal Abaday is just the secretary treasurer. He's no one particularly special. He's, you know, a friend of mine, a nice guy. And I do appreciate the support that he's given me down through the years. We went to the dinner. Before I got up on the dais, and I was going to be...
Before you got in the what?
Hey, Gloria, please.
Gloria, don't do that. You're interrupting for the laugh.
Margaret, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're going for the big chuckle, and it's grinding a lot of people's jaws, okay?
Oh, you know something.
Just don't do it, Gloria.
Gloria, stop, all right, and let Larry finish.
What an asshole, man.
Yeah.
Is that too bad?
Yeah, it is. It's too bad.
So Hal Abaday is there, and Mother walks over to him and says, you know, we're very proud of Larry for this. I said, you'd be interested to know that Larry was christened on a flat rock out in Desert Center. He was part of the Walt Bissom cult. You wouldn't know that Larry, his first christening, there was a dagger that was held over his forehead as he was, you know, had soup poured on him. What did you say?
I told him about when you were christened into the Walt Bissom cult.
Yeah, I know. And I'm being honored as a Christian?
Are you going to start to cry?
Wait a minute. Did you tell this guy, Abaday, that Larry was... Because you guys were a part of that cult coming out from Milwaukee.
Yes, we were. And the Walt Bissom cult evolved into Elcott the Next Step.
Why was it called the Walt Bissom cult? Now, that's a good question.
It was called because Walt Bissom... was a partner. He was a co-devotee of Heavener Elcott. And originally, Walt Bissom was the predominant personality and co-deified figure. And so it was called the Walt Bissom. When Walt Bissom, it was found out, was a blasphemer and a heretic, and was heretical. Okay, so...
Mother, whatever.
No, not whatever. That's when we split. We took Larry, Larry and my husband and Larry's father and my husband.
It's the same guy, I hope.
Yes. Oh, yes, it was. That's right. And
thank you for that, Mother.
All right, Larry, I'm trying to... So then we split off, and we went with the Huebner cult that we understood, the Huebner Elkhart, the next step, which we understood had landed in the Big Sur area of California, so we only had a few miles to travel northward. This was in 1965, and Larry was born, and we broke with the Bissum cult.
You broke with Walt Bissum. He was Huebner.
What did he
say? Huebner Elkhart and Walt Bissum were partners?
Not partners so much.
Not partners in a religion, Phil. They were the co-pope.
Well, you'd have to get Elkhart on. I can't say his name even to this day because of that night we spent where Larry almost broke his neck.
I walk in on him, and he's giving it to you.
I beg your pardon, Larry.
All right, let's not hear about that. So you're at this dinner.
Yes, we're at the dinner. I went over to have some of the bundt cake, and I saw Hal Abadab. And
Hal Abaday.
Yeah, all right, Larry.
My mother, you know, this is all very unnecessary. Do you know that my son was christened into the Walt Bissum cult? Abaday stood there, and this is where I think the apology should come in. Abaday stood there. Mother, and you should have seen it, Phil, when Mother said, Larry, this is such a great...
What exactly? How did this... Did you just go over to tell him this, Gloria?
I went over just to say hello. I'm Gloria Grover. That's my son that's been honored this evening. It's the Christian business. I said, it's interesting, and I said, excuse me, and I was reaching over him to get some of the bundt cake, and they had the cinnamon swizzle, and I had a cup of coffee... And I wanted to get the bundt cake. I wanted to get a slice of the bundt, some of the cinnamon swizzle, and they had an apple fritter that I wanted to get a piece. I was sampling, okay?
All right, so you were sampling. Was this the dessert table?
No, it was the main... Yes, of course it was the dessert table. And
you're talking about all this food and everything. Well, this is where you talk to this guy, Hal Abaday.
Yeah, exactly. And Hal's there. I said, hello, Hal. How are you? Gloria Grover. He said, I don't believe I've had the pleasure. I said, well, that's my son. And he said, well, you must be very proud of him. I said, of course I'm proud of my son. And I said that Larry being the Christian businessman of the year is interesting because Larry was originally christened into the Walt Bissum cult. And that's when I noticed his eyes just they stopped moving and just died in his skull.
Well, what do you mean died in his skull, Mother? In other words, he was shocked.
Yes, okay, he was shocked. I'm trying to say what Larry was christened into the Walt Bissum cult, where they hold a dagger over your forehead and pour soup on the navel, on the belly part of the baby. And that was what...
Pour soup?
Yes, Phil, soup. That's part of what we call our harvest. The dagger is death, the soup is the harvest. Okay, and then, of course, the ablution is performed, a wiping down and a lifting. And you have to have a flat stone. And then, of course, we're all, as one, Bissum, Bissum, come on, Bissum, oh yeah, and that...
That was the early chant, right? And now, of course, they don't do.
Slow down, Larry.
Wait a minute. You chant what?
You asking me?
Yes.
It was during the christening.
So this is a chant during the christening. You go, Bissum, Bissum, oh yeah.
No. You go, Bissum, Bissum, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. And you hold up your left hand and you just pump it forward. Now, of course, since Walt Bissum passed on, and his remains were left in his home for a period of 3 weeks. That's when you're out of the Huebner, Elkhart, the neck, because it was originally called Huebner, the small step, meaning it's Walt Bissum, then take a small step from Bissum, and it's Huebner.
Okay, I don't understand all of this history, Gloria. What I'm trying to find out here is, Larry was embarrassed?
No, Larry was...
I'll do it, because this is a friend. Hal Abaday is a very dear friend. When Mother said... Here I was, the Christian man of the year, and Mother said that I was christened into the Walt Bissum cult with a dagger over my forehead, soup, and this, and I was on a flat rock in Desert Center, California, as part of a cult that was moving from the east to the west. and eventually, you know, we did split from the Bism. Mother and father split from Bism and went with Elcott the next step. Well, I looked at Hal Abaday, and I saw his eyes. When Mother moved away, he was still staring at the spot where Mother had been. I saw that the cup of soup that he had in his hand slipped from his hand and hit the floor, and that's what I could tell. He had he'd made doo doo.
Mary, God Almighty, you're a 50-year-old man. He went
a bad one in his pants.
Let's grow up here. So the man had a bowel movement in his pants.
Yes.
He was not incontinent. He was. What is the word? It's not incontinent. He lost control of his...
He lost control of the bowel area, yes.
Right. And I said, Walt, I'm so sorry.
And we had, you know, so now it's starting to stink. The man standing there, catatonic. And people, what happened? I said...
And this is where Mother was way out of line. She said, all I said to him was that my son Larry, who won Christian Businessman of the Year, was christened into the Walt Bism cult. And was, as such, was laid on a flat rock, and the incantation, and she went into this big song and a dance. Nobody knew what she was talking about.
Well, I was going to say, though, does anyone in this conservatives of Kern County even know who Elcott the Next Step is?
No, now they do, but they didn't. And Mother's saying, oh, yeah, Elcott the Next Step, we. And I said, Mother, these are Christians.
I know they were Christians. I don't think I did anything bad.
Well, we got Mr. Abaday on the phone. Let's get him. And I hope that he's better off.
Hal, is that you?
Well, hello. How are you?
Hey, Hal, listen, I'm sorry. It's Larry Grover. Sorry, this late notice.
No, it's all right. I wanted to speak to both of you and say thank you for opening my eyes to different ideas.
I didn't mean to scare you.
You shocked me. I didn't know, Larry, that you had been brought out in a pouch, or was that?
I was in a knapsack on my father's back. He carried me out in a knapsack.
You came out in a knapsack, and then they laid you on the flat rock.
They laid me on a flat rock.
No, the knife.
The knife is something you just dangle it over the infant's head, and you say Bism, yeah, you know.
And that's not a Christian.
No, it's not Christian, Hal. What, did you come on here to ask questions?
No, I didn't. I came on here to just say that I'm sorry that I made number two in my pants. I was scared, and it's important to understand.
Well, of course you were.
It's important, and it doesn't say anything about your religion, Larry.
Well, you see, you got to understand, I consider myself to be a Christian.
That's between you and the church, but I heard what I heard, and then I had to say to Steve Lavalier, you know, I said, he's Hal's son, by the way.
Yeah, I know, Hal and Viola.
Yeah, and I said, Steve, this guy's been made a Christian, and he came out as part of a sect, and he was christened on a flat rock in the desert. He said, let's just go with it, you know.
So you've accepted Larry?
We've accepted, well, of course we have. Larry's been a Christian, a conservative Kern County for a long time, but a Christian businessman.
Well, what are you guys thinking of doing?
We have to take it under advisement.
Well, you're not going to withdraw the award, are you?
Well, how can we give this man an award when he was chanting Bism, yeah, hey, and...
I wasn't. They chanted that over me.
Well, that was part of your christening.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
As an adult, did you ever adhere to any of these beliefs?
I can tell you.
If you don't mind, Ms. Rory, like...
No, I did not.
All right, well...
Yeah, you're going to hang that against him. That was when he was an infant.
Are you a member of Elcott the Next? Are you part of this cult, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then I'd like to just hear from the principals. So that would be you, Ms. Grover.
And you remember how I said, excuse me, I need the bundt cake, and Larry, by the way, was christened on a flat rock as part of the Walt Bism cult. That's when I saw your eyes lit over, your mouth went slack.
Yeah, and I saw it too, Hal, and I said... Something's going on with Hal because his jaw went slack and the life and his eyes are dead.
Yeah, you had the dead eyes.
Yeah, well, I was stunned.
Right, and then all of a sudden we all became aware of the fact that you'd messed yourself.
That was an embarrassment that I'll never forget.
You know, you didn't react very well to the Walt Bism.
But when we made you a Christian Businessman of the Year, and I'm told that when you were born, was it you, Mrs. Grover?
No, Larry was christened by a member of the clergy of the Walt Bissom called the Bissomette, which is one of the female nuns. But the point that I'm trying to make here, Hal, is that Larry had no control over that.
Well, no, I understand that. I don't know. It worries me.
Well, what worries you about it?
Well, it worries me that...
Let me jump in here, Hal. You don't have to be worried. I am a Christian, okay?
Well, you don't carry any of these beliefs.
No, I don't carry any beliefs.
Because it was... what was shocking, as you guys mentioned, is when I heard it, my eyes... I felt as if I wasn't real, And...
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm hearing that a man that I've long respected was christened into the... do you call it christening?
No, it was the Bissoming or the Bissomette. The Bissomette is the one who goes, yeah, hey, that kind of thing. And
what does that mean?
That's the chant that we do.
That's the chant that the Walt Bissom cult engages in, okay?
Okay.
And so when that happens, then the actual christening... Or, if you will, the topping off, that's what we call it in the Walt Bissom cult.
And they still call that in Elkhart the next step.
Well, I don't know anything about it, but what happened was, as you mentioned, my eyes lit it over, and I defecated, and I will be forever ashamed of that.
Well, it happens, you know.
No, it doesn't happen.
I have to agree with what's your name again?
I'm Hal Abaday.
I have to agree with Hal Dabaday.
Hal Abaday, not Dabaday.
I'm sorry, Hal, what is it?
Hal Abaday. Abaday.
Amladay.
No, Mother, it's Abaday. Don't mess it up on purpose.
Oh, she does that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to have some laughs. You know, I can pronounce your name. I was going to say Abner Day.
No, it's Abaday.
I know. So, but Larry, I was having the bundt cake, and I had the cinnamon swirl, and I reached across Hal, and I said, oh, hi, I'm Gloria Grover. And he said, nice to meet you. I said, it's nice to meet you. That's my son, who you are honoring this evening. And he said, oh. And I said, yes, Larry, as the Christian businessman of the year, you might be interested to know, Larry was christened on a flat rock in Desert Center into the Walt Bissom cult by the Bissonettes, and he said, well, is that a Christian? I said, no. I said, it's pagan, if you want to call it. And that's when his eyes lit it over.
Yeah, that's his eye.
My jaw went slack. I just felt, I didn't feel it like I was I was real.
All right, I'm not exactly sure. So what happened after that?
All right, let me do this, Mother, because I know.
I was reaching for bundt cake.
Mother, let me do this, because I know. What happened after that is Abaday, our pal here...
And remember, I'm one of your friends, Larry.
Well, all right, you're my friend, but you talked to Bill Crispin, and Crispin and you said that you may have to rescind my award because I was in a cult and because I was, you know, I had soup poured on me, all kinds of stuff. You guys are really... You did not take it well.
Well, how well am I supposed to take it when you had soup poured on your abdomen, which is emblematic of what?
That simply means that the christening, there's a festiveness. What's it to you, anyway?
Yeah, what is it to you?
Because, Larry, you know, we feel we've been defrauded.
No, you haven't been defrauded.
Well, if you were in a cult...
Look, Larry, if I could talk to you here for a second, Hal.
Yeah, Hal, this is Phil Hendry, the host.
No, I know. I know who you are.
Okay, you know, Larry Grover is a longstanding conservative in this community and has been for many, many years. And I know him to be a practicing, you know, he goes to the Christian church.
Well, what church do you attend, Larry?
I attend a church. I don't know.
What is it, Episcopalian or?
It's, Mother, what do I?
I don't know where you go. You go off on a Sunday and you go into.
It's a Pentecostal.
Larry, you're talking about Pentecostal.
That's it, yeah.
I don't know. We got to take this under advisement.
Well, I can assure you, just speaking as someone who's known Larry for a long time, there's not a whole lot you got to worry about. Yeah, his family comes from a pagan background. His mother, who you're speaking with right now, that's Gloria Grover that you're speaking with.
Oh, you're Gloria.
Yes, you and I spoke.
Oh, you're the lady. You were the okay. Someone kept reaching around me and. I was trying to get some bundt cake.
No, I was getting the bundt cake, and you kept going, you were trying to elbow me out of there, and I said, "No, just hold on."
Did you? Are you the one that put the knife? She put the knife in my armpit, and she says to me, "Do you know how many lymph nodes I can pop with this?"
Oh my God! You didn't say that, did you, Gloria?
Oh come on! I was joking around.
Well, that's not doesn't sound like a joke to me. And I said, "Well, I'm trying to get some of the bundt cake," and she said, "That's."
I said, "That's exactly what I want." So I said, "So why don't you back?" And I said, "Back the F off," and he got upset. I said, "Well."
Yeah, and that's when she jumped into the whole story about me. So you see.
So you leaped into this story about Larry getting christened on a flat rock.
After he'd asked me.
Yeah, I knew that you were the mother. I said, "Is that yours?" Yeah,
that's what he said. Is that yours?
Well, I'm sorry, but I said, "Well, is that yours?" You said, "Yes." I said, is he a part of this Walt Bissom cult?" And she said, "Yes." So you see, Mr. Henry, the hostility.
Hey, look. Hal, I've been your friend for a long time, all right? You didn't get along with my mother, that's one thing. But if you think of me as some kind of far-out, whacked, way, way out there cult guy, because I happen to have been baptized into the Walt Bissom cult on a flat rock in Desert Center, California, with the ablution of soup and the knife, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, you should. You should get educated on Elcott, the next step.
And who's he?
That was what the Walt Bissom cult was from Milwaukee, right, Gloria?
Yes, we came out from Milwaukee in 1965, and we haven't looked back.
Yeah.
Well, I was very great to meet you, although you were being very rude with that knife, and I wanted some of the bundt cake. You didn't give a damn. I finally said, "Well, I'll take some of the swizzle." You didn't let me have that. I wanted to have a cock cape. You wouldn't let me have that.
Well, have you told people yet that you are overweight?
No, I haven't. It's got nothing to do with it.
Well, he does have a weight problem. And I said, "You're a very handsome man." And he looked like, you know, he brightened up at that.
I thought when you say that to a man...
Now go ahead. Come on, Abaday. I want to hear this.
Oh, it's Abaday now, is it?
I want to hear what happened.
When your mother said that I wasn't she said I was a fine-looking man, it gave me, maybe I got a shot here, you know?
You had a shot? What does that mean, I got a shot here?
I mean, your mother said that I was a fine, so I thought maybe I could take a shot.
Are you saying you could go home with Gloria? Is that what you're saying?
Come on, man, you're not saying that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then I told him, you got the gut hanging out on you with a big ass.
Right, and that crushed me. That brought me down.
Well, come on, Abaday, you do have the big rear end on you.
What's the point of all of this?
The point that I'm is that...
I'll tell you, the point is he was going for bundt cake, he was going for the cinnamon swizzle, and he was going for the hostess... They had the... what do you call those? The hostess cupcakes? They had those.
Yeah, they had some, you know, packed them in.
Yeah, they packed them in all right.
And I made the point, I said, are you for real? And that's when he started, just shuffled away.
And you thought you had a shot, huh?
I thought I...
All right, thank you very much. I'm sorry that people were rude to you, Mr. Abaday, but this has really given me some food for thought.
And you know, I don't like the idea. You complimented me, so I thought maybe I could take a crack at it.
By it?
You know what I mean.
Oh, my... I remember him saying, you know, he was pointing up and down at me, saying, "Hey... Hey, now."
You were talking to my mother like that?
She's the one that said I was good-looking, so I thought maybe I got a crack at it, and I was pointing up and down.
You were pointing up and down at this woman's body. Is that at a woman you just met?
That's right. I guess you guys now think that I'm the bad guy, and he's the one that was brought out here by a bunch of...
Watch it. Watch what you say.
Well, you people don't even believe in anything of... You got a flat rock, a nude baby, and a knife.
Thank you very much, Hal.
Can I get a transcript of this program?
Hal Abaday, Larry Grover, and his mother, Gloria Grover. We got to move on, but finally, what was the resolution there?
Well, the resolution was they said that, you know, he's still a conservative Kern County, but in the future they should. They asked him if he was practicing the Walt Bissom cult.
And they asked him if he was still practicing in the Walt Bissom. He said he never was. And they talked to Gloria, I think. And
yeah, they did. They talked to Gloria and found out that, yes, he was currently with Elcott, the next step. It was touch and go there for a while, but he will retain his Christian Businessman of the Year award. And
So all's well that ends well.
I don't know what to say other than that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life. And, you know, when you put all these business people together and all these fraternal organizations and so on and so forth, and conservatives of Kern County is, I wouldn't call it fraternal.
No, it's a political organization.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know how he survived that one. They want to have a Christian businessman of the year, and they wind up giving it to a guy who was born into a cult. That must have blown somebody's mind on some level. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley, as a matter of fact. He'll be talking to us about... Bobby wants to address what I was saying. I did a poll on Facebook, and I asked, are my black character voices blackface, or are they legitimate satire? And, Robert, what do you think?
No, I think you do legitimate satire.
He's asking about doing black voices.
I know.
All right, well...
See, this is what blows my mind about this show.
All right, we're going to be right back here, world famous Phil Henry Show. This portion of the Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Super Dog Dog Food, the dog food that lets your dog think he's a man. Super Dog Dog Food lets your dog think for a few minutes each day, hey, I'm human, I can drive a car. Super Dog Dog Food. And by, this is Dr. Rod Tarter, reminding you that the two-hour chat is tonight, 7 to 9, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you're a BSP, well, you can join us over there. I may be there, I may not. I usually, on Friday night, I try to stay busy with my brand-new girlfriend. But nonetheless, join the BSP chat tonight at 7 at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. 2 big hours, the BSP chat.
I won't even ask you to blow the nose.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Want to get into that yet?
Well, I don't want to belabor the point. I know we have Bobby coming up, but that Olga, whatever her name is, there is a woman, a very popular Russian singer, who got into a pantsuit and started just traipsing around the Moscow subway.
Well, this is that... the Russian singer, right, that you said lifted your act?
I did. A few years ago, I did a one-woman dance act. I did a one-woman review in Las Vegas called Margaret Gray Presents Las Vegas When the Lights Go Out.
Or was it Las Vegas With the Lights Off?
Yes. Las Vegas With the Lights Off.
Now, what does that mean?
Never mind, General, if you don't mind. I've got other things to say here.
All right.
And this...
It means...
What do you think it means?
All right, Mark, you said you don't want to say anything.
Well, now I'm thinking about it. This person, this Russian, the dancing that she did, I swear... Go and look at it. It's in my feed. She's flouncing about and just... Yeah, you know, I can't even describe it.
Yeah, well, she's flouncing around, but Bobby Dooley also pointed out...
Well, I'll take that up with Bobby.
Bobby Dooley pointed out what?
I'll take it up with Bobby.
All right.
Nonetheless, the singing is half-baked and flouncing about the Moscow subway, like, as I said on Twitter, like one of their more colorful alcoholics, was unacceptable.
All right, well, so Margaret, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that. Nonetheless, that sounds like a day at the park at Twitter, or another day,
Another day at the office on Twitter?
Yeah. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association here. Bobby, the question that I asked on Facebook, are you saying that sort of inspired you, or are you saying that gave you the idea?
Yeah, the question you asked the show on Facebook.
On Facebook.
I'm sorry, on Facebook. Did you know that President Trump started a Facebook?
Are you kidding me? What?
You're saying that President Trump did what?
He started a Facebook.
Yeah, I that's what I heard. That's not true?
I know he started a Space Force.
Yeah, he started a Space Force.
A Space Force?
I tried to tell Bob.
Steve, I've got it.
Well.
So President Trump started because my understanding was, and again, I could be wrong. If I am wrong, though, I'm obviously, someone's giving me the wrong information. But my understanding was that the president started a Facebook.
No, a Space Force.
Yeah, I told you, honey, but...
Well, I think Facebook would be a great idea, don't you?
Yeah, it sounds really good. I mean, I don't...
Well, what would that mean? What does it represent?
What do you mean, what does it represent?
What is Facebook?
It's what the president of the United States...
The president of the United States hasn't even invented it yet.
No, but it would be what he would do with it.
All
right, Bobby, thank you very much. Let's get to the...
What is everyone blowing me off for?
No reason, Bobby. I'd love to talk about Spacebook, but right now I want to talk to you about... I did a poll, and I asked my black listeners, the characters that I do, the African-American voices I do on the show, is it blackface? And what I meant by that...
Well, yeah, see, I want to know what that means, because I don't know what... I know what blackface is when you have a black face.
Yeah, but what are you talking about?
In other words, was it a stereotype? And, and your black listeners weighed in.
Yeah, your black listeners weighed in and said that you're racist, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, they didn't. They, actually, the opposite. They said that they didn't hear it as a stereotype. I wasn't doing these stereotypical characters. I was doing actual characters, so they didn't see it as blackface.
Could you say that again?
Come on, Bobby, you heard exactly what he said.
And my name is not Bob. Okay.
Bobby, you're always over here spoiling for a fight.
Yeah, I noticed that. You're about ready to kick someone's ass.
Right there. You're doing Robert's voice. Don't you think that's blackface, Robert?
No. I'm a real person. He has fleshed me out. He has given me identity. He's given me personality traits. He's given me a family background. He's given me occupation. And he's made me well-spoken. There's not a lot in the character, this character that Mr. Henry does, of an African-American that is stereotypical or racist in any sense.
See, I don't even understand.
Well, you're trying to be using big words on everything.
What? Okay, so thank you for that question, but we got to get to the more pressing thing here now, Bobby, which is the fact that you said somewhere along the line, you heard me say that you could be black.
No, I didn't. I said I'm often... What?
Yeah, but... My wife said...
I got it, Steve. I said people often think I'm black, and that's because I have the deep, rich tan.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.
Oh, now you're... And the condescending way that you're saying that, Margaret...
No one's being condescending, Bobby, but the fact is, yeah, you said that people mistake you for being African-American because you got a deep, rich tan, and at the time you said that... In fact, right now, when I saw you, the last time I saw you, your skin's as white as... You look like a sheet of white paper, like a ghost.
Excuse me, but I have a deep, rich tan, and...
No, you don't have a beet.
Beet?
You don't have a deep, rich tan right now.
Well, when I have the deep, rich tan...
When my wife has a deep, rich tan, a lot of people thought she's black.
When does that ever happen, Bobby?
It happens when I'm on your show...
All right, so they don't see you, they hear you.
Yeah, they do. They hear me, yes.
And then what do? They look up your picture and they see the deep, rich tan?
I am going to... I told the people when I was on... I'll tell you, when I was on Instagram. And I told the people that I'll go ahead and I'll get a deep, rich tan.
Yes, you'll get a deep, rich tan.
All right, so you're going to get the deep, rich tan and then do what?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am, Ms. Dooley. Are you going to do what?
Then I'm going to go on Instagram again and say, here, this is what I look like
with a deep ditch tan.
With a deep dish tan?
I said a deep ditch tan.
You mean a deep rich tan?
I'm sorry, yes, a deep rich tan.
Oh, my God. And what do you all... Don't interrupt me. I know what it is. You look black.
Yes. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, Bobby, and so how does that play out in your life?
What?
What do you mean, Mr. Henry? You go, Bobby, what do you mean?
How does it play out in my life?
So what difference does it make? So somebody says, wow, you're black.
Well, it can be a negative in the sense that, okay, they may say, oh, I didn't know you're black, so I need another table. I don't know.
Yeah, but they may want to sit at another table or something.
You know what? If you ever meet people like that, Dooley, you'll know that they are nobody that you want to hang around with.
Why would I say that?
Because, are you kidding?
Well, I mean...
Has that happened?
Has what happened?
Have people said, oh, you're black, I don't want to sit with you?
No, it has not happened yet. But this is what comes of the discussion Mr. Henry had. God, I'm tired. Steve, my husband Steve's going to take over.
Yeah, Mr. Henry...
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Mr. Henry, this is Steve Dooley. My wife's never been... No one ever said she's black, but a lot of people said that they could mistake her. A lot of people have asked her, are you black, after she's been on your show.
Okay.
And that's kind of...
Just tell them that it...
My wife says that's kind of iffy in case they want to move to another table.
Say the same thing.
What?
Say the same thing.
Yeah, it's iffy in case they want to move to another table or if, for instance, they expect that different foods will be served, you know.
So in other words, every stereotype in the book that you can think of, all of your white friends apply to you, Bobby, when you have a deep, rich tan.
My wife said, no, these aren't the friends. These are people that have heard her on the Phil Henry Show, and then they see her in the summer, and she's got the deep, rich tan.
If you say deep ditch tan one more time, I'm going to...
I didn't say deep ditch tan. I said deep dish tan.
Ms. Dooley, what has transpired?
My wife says that you should be talking to me.
All right, Mr. Dooley. So what has transpired since all of this came about? Phil Henry's black listeners said that they don't think he's doing a stereotype. What of your wife?
Oh, my God.
My wife thought she was black because of the Phil Henry Show. The Bill Henry Show.
Phil.
I'm sorry, the Phil Henry Show.
You know something, Steve? I don't doubt that there have been people who have asked Bobby if she black or is she white, because I've had people ask me that as well. But I don't think it is so problematic. I don't think it's so widespread or common that Bobby has to worry about it. I think she's just saying this because of how chic it is.
Well, what do you mean how chic it is?
Oh, you think I want to be black, huh?
Yes. In a word, yes.
Why is that?
Because of the music. Because of how cool it is. Because you want to... I don't know. You saw Aretha Franklin singing I Say a Little Prayer for You, and you just wanted to be her.
Okay, yes, I did, because I liked the poncho she was wearing, okay?
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard. So, Bobby, have people mistaken you for being black more than once or twice?
Well, sometimes they've called and said, are you on the Phil Henry Show?
Yeah, they've asked me that.
I thought I was doing it.
Oh.
They've asked if she's on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, are you black? And she'll say no.
So in other words, it's just not seeing her with her deep, rich tan.
They might have seen me after the fact with a deep, rich tan.
Tell you what you do, Bobby. Why don't you lay out?
I was going to lay out last week, but there wasn't enough sun.
Yeah, my wife wants you to know that when the sun's out, Bobby will be browning.
I'll brown, you know.
You'll brown.
Like you brown a sausage, or...
Well, that's a good choice of words.
Like you brown a sausage.
Shut your mouth. Hey, Bob, whatever your name is.
Bud.
Shut up, will you?
I'll lay out and brown.
My wife will lay out and brown.
All right, well, you lay out and brown, Bobby. Thanks so much for your call. What a waste of time.
Why is it a waste of time to find out whether or not I'm...
You asked Bobby Dooley, does she wish she was black? I think in a lot of ways, some women, some white women, don't so much wish they were black as they wish they had a black woman's attitude. They wish they had a black woman's experience. They wish they had a black woman's sense of humor, her worldview, her perceptions, you know? So many white women who want to be hip can't and desperately want to be hip.
Are you talking about me now?
Not necessarily, but I might be.
Because I have often wanted to be black in the right situation.
What would that be?
Yeah, with that, no cops around?
Well?
Yes, no cops around, but...
All right, hey, get Bobby back on.
What?
Get her back on.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley? Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the phone. Bobby, hi. Do you wish you were black?
Do I wish I was black?
Do you wish?
Yes, at times. But I don't want to be black if it'll keep me out of, you know, like, where I live.
But you'd be the president of the Homeowners Association.
I would be. But I'd have to enforce the rule, which says, well...
Have you got a rule at Western Estates that says no black families?
No, we do not. That would be against the law. But if it ever came to pass...
Yeah, I mean, if they...
If they gave you the freedom, would you pass a law like that, a bylaw like that?
Only because it would make... the overwhelming majority of whites.
It would make them more comfortable.
See, there you go. I knew you guys were racists. Maybe not...
How dare you?
No. Maybe not, you know, as blatant as some people, but that's racist for you to say, oh yeah, I'm going to keep black people out because, hey, you know what, I don't want to make the white people feel uncomfortable.
But what about the fact that I wish I was black, you know, sometimes?
Yeah, when it doesn't keep you out of the right clubs.
Well, you said you wished you were black if there weren't a lot of cops around, so...
Bobby and Steve,
Bobby and Margaret want to be black.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit.
There's the bottom line on that. I'm telling you, there's the bottom line on that, folks. Bobby Dooley, Margaret Gray, they both want to be black.
Bullshit.
Thank you very much for that. Phil Henry Show.
Bullshit.
You're out of there, man.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the BSP Chat. 7 to 9, baby.